This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Dandy Farms, Don's Heating and Cooling, Iowa Realty, Westridge Nursing and Rehab Center, 3M, Rich Goff Custom Farming and Trucking, Sandals Lounge, and Pella Motors. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Two Rivers Cooperative, Columbia Store and Tire, Ozinga Feeds, Iowa State Savings Bank, McKay Insurance, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, and the Pleasantville Clinic. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's modern farm life like? What are some of the challenges and opportunities that exist for farm families? How common is it for women in farm families to work off of the farm? In the fourth part of a 10-part in-depth program on agriculture, let's go in-depth with Dan and Christy Wickart, farmers from near Otley. So Dan, how long have you been in agriculture?
Just basically grew up with my father, so I suppose 40-some years, basically.
Your whole life?
My whole life, exactly. Yep.
And now you're president of the Marion County Cattlemen's Association.
Yes, for this year I am.
And what does that involve?
Just basically try to lead some of the meetings, even though everybody else is kind of on the same level I am. Even though I'm president, everybody else is pretty much just as qualified, but just basically try to get information out to the other board members and just kind of keep the board meeting flowing, I'll say.
And is it stuff mainly for the cattlemen? You get information to the cattlemen, or is it important to get information to the general public too?
Well, of course, our number one goal is beef promotion, so we do that various ways, whether it's just through the county level at different grilling events or working with the youth at different activities, trying to get the word out, especially like to third and fourth graders in the county, with different events that go on and that type of thing.
And why is it important to get the word out about the cattle industry and beef?
Well, like any company or organization, you want to get your product out and have everybody aware of what's available and just know that they can consume a great product and good source of protein.
Well, and I will say that's a pretty convincing argument when you go to the food stand at wherever the Marion County Cattlemen's Association has hamburgers, or the sandwiches are good ambassadors.
Yeah, definitely, especially like the Nationals. You'll have people from all over the world, and they definitely come look us up every year, so that's always pretty popular.
And Christy, you're also involved on the farm.
I am. I'm married to Dan, but I also work in Des Moines at Principal Financial Group, so kind of one of those working moms that supports her husband.
Well, isn't that how a lot of farm families do it now, where mostly the women will work in town and the man will be on the farm? And I guess occasionally it's the other way around, but mostly the women will do the town-related jobs, right?
Yeah, I would agree. I think a lot of times it is more of a double-income type, you know, family environment where, you know, the other spouse is working outside the home. You know, you're supporting the farming economy, but it's not something where you're actively outside working the cattle and being in the field.
And so it helps stabilize the family income.
Exactly. Just because with farming it can go up and down, and, you know, if you have a profession or job that's outside that works in town, at least then you have more of a stable income.
And you go to Des Moines?
I do. I transport to Des Moines. So with my job, though, I'm fortunate enough, I work 2 days from home, so we have the flexibility to work remotely. And so I go to or travel to Des Moines 3 days a week and then work from home 2 days a week.
So is this common with farmers in Marion County, this kind of a relationship?
I think so. I think there's quite a few, you know, maybe older generation, there's more of the wife that stays home, you know, and maybe supplements, maybe through a daycare provider situation, or, you know, does more close type working environments here, maybe closer to Pella. But I do think a lot of our friends, at least, that are in the farming community, the wife typically works outside as well.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by the Knoxville Raceway, Marion County Fair Association, Pleasantville Schools, Vermeer Corporation, Motor Inn of Knoxville, Hy-Vee in Knoxville, Pleasantville State Bank, and H&R Block. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com and find in-depth in the radio audio media player. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Farm Bureau, Pierschbacher Funeral Homes, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, Barker Implement, Kevin Wadley CPA, HCI Care Services, Central College, and Marion County Bank.
I continued my conversation with Dan and Christy Wickart.
Sometimes I bet farm income is sufficient, but the wife might want to pursue her career in a different business or want some kind of another activity other than
correct,
the farm.
Correct. That, and I also think really benefits are very important. You know, with the farming community, you have to go out and not, you know, a lot of times you have to supplement or try and find self-employment type medical insurance or dental insurance, whereas I think a lot of times the spouse goes out and gets, you know, employment more for the benefits.
And I presume that benefits come from your employment.
Correct. Correct.
So that must help out a lot.
It helps out tremendously.
Right. And people can't see this, but Dan's smiling.
Yes.
It would be much more costly without the group benefits, right?
Yeah, definitely, because you talk to some couples that don't have that situation, and they're paying a lot in the health care and what have you. So that's a big expense.
Is there something that happens every night when you come home where what's happening at the farm, where you sit down at the dinner table and you exchange stories about the different sides of your lives? Is that important?
To me, it's very important. You know, anymore with kids, you have different activities pulling you all in different directions. And I think a key vital part, which, you know, isn't always easy, but it's pulling the family together as at the dinner table so that you can exchange, you know, conversations about how everybody's day went. So.
And how many kids do you have?
We have two. We have a freshman and we have a sixth grader.
Okay, so everybody sits at this table that we're sitting at the end of the day.
Yep, exactly. And with their activities, with the kids' activities going on, sometimes we're, like a lot of people, just kind of eating on the run, but we try to sit down too as often as we can and kind of chat with the family, see what's happening.
Well, I guess I hadn't thought about it before, but your kids are experiencing and are growing up in two worlds, aren't they?
Very much so, yeah. We actually have them both involved. They're in 4-H, so they're raising cattle to take to the Marion County Fair this year, and then they also do projects. So they get the farming activity, but then also they're understanding how they have to balance their time and manage their time by doing, you know, multiple activities plus their schoolwork, and so that kind of gets them exposure on the other side.
Well, and then their mom exploring the business world in the big city.
Correct. Correct. Definitely that's where you want to encourage kids. You know, I think sometimes today it's, you know, back in the past, you might think, oh, you have a son, they may go ahead and take over the farm someday. Now there's so many opportunities for kids to do, you know, anything from engineering to business to astronaut, you know, anything that they want, that it's not necessarily a given that kids are going to go on and run the family farm someday. So there's a lot of choices that they have to make as they're growing up, and I think part of that is just allowing them the experiences to try 4-H, get out, you know, in the fall and the spring in the tractors with their dads and see if, you know, agriculture is the career that they want to do, or maybe something different, as like you said, business.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Cargill of Eddyville, Pella Cooperative Electric, Golf Cars of Iowa in Pleasant Hill, KO Roofing and Siding in Pella, Verdeft Agency, Lighten State Bank, and RJ Performance. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Van Mon and Seed and Chemical, First State Bank, Titan Machinery of Pella, Midtown Tire in Pella, Tri-County Veterinary Clinic, Laley USA, and Boats Home Furnishings. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with Dan and Christy Wickart. Well, how big is the farm?
Actually, I farm with my dad, and we're just only about 800 acres right now of row crop and about 60 acres of alfalfa. We run about 150 cattle, cow-calf operation. We have about 100 cows in spring and about 50 in the fall then.
Did your dad start the operation?
Yes, of course, he grew up as well on the farm and just continued on from there.
So how many generations of farmers back?
I guess I don't even know for sure. At least three or four or more.
Three or four or more.
Yeah.
On the farm.
Yes, exactly.
And so that puts a little pressure on the kids, doesn't it?
Our kids, I don't know. They like being on the farm, but as far as pursuing that, it may not happen, but we'll see.
Is that important to you?
Not so much, because if they want to pursue something else, I have no problem with that. So if one of them wants to stay on the farm, that's fine too. So either way is fine.
Well, that's probably a challenge that many families are going through now.
Yeah, I would agree, because I think, you know, it's one of those things where the family farm is very important. And I think, you know, if we ever breach that crossroads someday where both kids decide not to get into the family farm, you know, It'll be a lot of discussion, I'm sure, because then it's to decide what to do next.
So what are some of the challenges in farming today?
Of course, the last few years, I'd say the volatility, just with, you know, with the prices in the markets fluctuating and especially the inputs. Granted, the grain and livestock prices have been in really good, but our inputs, of course, get higher too. And just a challenge of, you know, when to buy or sell, or even trying to lock in the inputs can be a big challenge.
How do you know how to do all that?
You hopefully go off of some experts, so, you know, that people you can work with for your crop inputs and what have you, and that type of thing.
So a bunch of people, you essentially have a bunch of consultants helping you?
Yeah, hopefully people that can watch the markets or what have you, or try to help you lock something in at the ideal time. Just going off of their advice a lot of times, or just trying to do some reading and studying and figuring things out that way.
What do you read and study?
Oh, just maybe different market newsletters, or sometimes some of the ag magazines I'll read briefly, but otherwise just trying to study different charts and where we've been in past history and maybe what levels we'll be at in certain markets.
And so many aspects of this involve a lot of figuring, a lot of scientific knowledge, a lot of prediction, a lot of economic knowledge of plant and animal behavior, their, you know, different needs, chemistry, a wide variety of disciplines every day.
Oh, definitely, you know, especially with the corn side of the equation, just for what to plant. There's so many different, you know, routes to go on hybrid selection and that type of thing.
And you have the information as well as the expert help.
Yeah, definitely people that that know or have been around those type of hybrids or whatever, they can hopefully steer you in the right direction and kind of see what your soil types are like and kind of match things up that way.
More in depth after this.
Yeah. This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you by Dutch Meadows Garden Center, Pella Precast Products, Lighten Processed Meats, Sunny Slope Greenhouse, De Blumenhof, Kooning Plumbing and Heating, and Digital Galleria Designs. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com and catch up on the in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, McGriff's Spray Foam, ENT Clinic of Iowa, Stan and Pat with Stan Drywall and Pella, Pella Feed Service, Scurring and Utermarkt, Central Cellular, and Braffhart's BP.
I continued my conversation with Dan and Christy Wickart.
Do you talk to a lot of other farmers?
Actually, I don't. I don't get to the coffee shops, or I don't always get into the co-op a lot, so I don't probably see them a lot. But I know some people interact every day. My dad catches a coffee shop every day before he comes out, so he gets in a few interesting stories. So
it's probably less important now than it was 50 years ago. Probably less important to talk with other farmers because you have a wide variety of other sources of information.
Yeah, I don't know if it's less important. You still get good ideas from people that have kind of paved the way or tried things that did or didn't work. So I think it's still important though, to talk to others just to get some good input that way.
What are some of the challenges from your side with respect to farming operations, kids on the farm?
I think it's more because I work in the business environment. I think the challenge is really understanding how the business operate or how the farming operation operates. And the reason why I say that is just, you know, in thinking if someday, you know, Dan would be gone, you know, you're not as involved in the operation. So, you know, to know how to win and sell grain or what to do with the cattle or, you know, you're just not as involved in the day-to-day operations. So I think you become more removed from that. And so I think a challenge is just to, you know, try and understand more, but finding the time probably more so to you know, understand his business of farming and knowing how it works.
Now, when you're at work and you work at the principal corporation in Des Moines, right?
Right.
When you're at work, do people at work understand the farming side of your family?
No, I would say, because that's an insurance operation and it really doesn't even cater so much to farmers. It's more the, you know, the medical and the health insurance aspect, financial aspect. So, you know, they definitely service farmers, but not so much in understanding the operation and how it works.
So the other folks in your office, they don't understand that side of you?
Yeah, I mean, they know my farming background, but yeah, it's not something that's like a daily conversation of how's the farm doing and, you know, what's the cattle prices doing. That's not something that is discussed.
So you really are living in two worlds, aren't you?
Definitely, yeah. Probably if people, you know, if I was asked more questions about it daily, it would engage me in making sure I understand more about, you know, what are the cattle prices doing today? How are the markets? What's the grain prices? But yeah, it's something that's not really discussed, and so I don't focus as much on that side of the business.
Let's say that you had a young couple here that just gotten married and were just looking to go into farming, and they had an opportunity with one of their family's farms. What advice would you give that young couple just starting out?
That's a good question. I guess it'd be exciting to see, you know, people like that want to get involved, just try to kind of get a game plan going of where they're going to get into livestock and how fast they want to grow in that area, and just being able to, you know, find some land that they can rent or purchase, which right now is pretty volatile, so that can be a challenge. But just try to maybe sit down with the banker in case they need to get, you know, established that way with, you know, you don't want to be borrowing too much money right away, but sometimes you have to just to get up and going also.
And you think you could provide some good advice for that young couple? That'd be fun.
Oh, hopefully so. You know, just, you know, if you could work with somebody, you know, side by side that way, and you know, and even sharing equipment is a big plus too for people just starting out.
Okay, so I bet you'd have lots of good advice for
them. If not, we can find people that would have some answers.
Well, what would you tell the young couple?
I would probably just encourage her just to definitely support her husband. I mean, you know, that's the whole point of it. If it's something that is a dream of his, you know, definitely support him in all ways possible. And, you know, if it's something that she wants to get involved with, I think that would even be better, because then you're both operating a business together, just no different than going out and starting up a startup business, you know, in the community.
Any other advice you'd give her?
I probably just, you know, if it is something, though, that, it, you know, maybe farming is not something that is of her interest and maybe she wants to start a career, I do think it's possible to have a household that has a farming aspect as well as a business aspect where her career isn't interested in farming. It's obviously worked for us, and I think that, you know, I would just encourage her to pursue that as well.
What's in your plans for the future with the farm?
Well, with my dad being 76 years old, it, you know, hopefully he has a good, healthy life for many years. But in case things change there, I need to kind of see if I want to, you know, as far as that many cattle, if I want to keep that number of a herd or what have you. But just kind of hopefully maintaining what we have. We've been losing some ground because of the volatility and rent and some land selling. So hopefully just keep a good game plan and keep a good, healthy herd of cattle around and go about it that way.
And your plans for the future?
To me, I think I'll continue to stay with Principal. It's a great company to work for, and so it's something that I'll probably pursue that way. To me, I don't think I would ever see myself moving from the farm. I mean, even if we no longer had the cattle or had the you know, the land of the grain, you know, around here. I think the location is wonderful. You know, you're removed from the city. You know, there's just something I think priceless about living out on a farm in the country, kind of away from people. You could still be very busy, but when you come home at night, it's very quiet. And I think to me, you know, it'll be something that will stay here at least until the end of our life.
Without any regrets, I can tell.
Without any regrets. Even though I did say I would never marry a farmer when I was growing up.
She grew up on a hog farm.
Yes, I did. And I always had said at that time I would probably never marry a farmer.
But right now, you're glad you did.
I'm very glad I did, yes.
Thanks to Dan and Christy Wickart for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.